Listening practice 7. You are Chris Wong. Your teacher has asked you to conduct a sports survey. You have completed the survey and you are now presenting your findings to your classmates. Listen to the end part of your presentation and a question and answer session. Complete the information below and on the next page as you listen. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
So, I'd like to hand you over to Chris now, who is going to go through our recommendations.
Thank you, Sam. Right, so, our recommendations. I have spoken about the reasons why some students in our school do not want to take part in sports activities. There are a number of things which I think we can do to encourage students to take part in sports. First of all, I think the school sports club should organise more tryout sessions at school. Perhaps the sports club should set a tryout schedule and encourage students to try out new sports. The point is that many students feel uncomfortable or embarrassed to try out new sports. If we have more tryout sessions at school, it will help them feel comfortable and confident. The school sports club can also provide sports training for students after school to help them improve their sports skills. What else? Yes, new sports can be introduced to our students, you know, to get them motivated and excited. If we have more interesting sports activities, students are more likely to participate in them. Also, we have to promote a sports culture at school. We have to make students understand the benefits of playing sports and that participating in sports can boost their confidence, help them make friends, and gain acceptance from their peers. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening. Now, are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. It seems obvious to me that students would participate more in sports activities if they were fun. I mean, your suggestions on introducing new sports are good, but the problem is, where are you going to find money for the new sports? And on top of that, where do you find baseball practice grounds or ice hockey rinks in Hong Kong?
Thank you for your question. I think our principal can apply for grants from the government. Or maybe we can get grants from the PTA or the PAS Student Association. Any other questions? Yes.
Who? Me? Yeah, thanks. But to tell you the truth, I feel a bit let down by your presentation. When I saw the title of your presentation, I thought, yeah, this could be interesting. But unless I missed something as I drifted off, what you have recommended just now is nothing new. We have heard it all before. So I don't find your presentation particularly inspiring.
I don't know what to say. But thank you for your comment. Maybe we could just move on? Does anyone else have a question or comment? Yes.
Thanks. I'd like to thank the group for an excellent presentation, but I do have one concern. What you were saying about having more PE lessons per cycle and all that, I don't think we should increase our PE lessons per cycle. I understand that PE lessons are important, but to increase the number of lessons per cycle means that we have to cut other lessons like music or art lessons. To me, that would be disastrous. Because I really enjoy my music and art lessons, and that's not fair.
Okay, maybe we can have one more question or comment. Yes?
Yeah, thank you. Isn't it a problem that many parents do not want their children to spend too much time on sports activities?
They want their children to study hard, and they think that sports activities are a waste of time. What can we do to change their views?
Thanks for your question. Yeah, well, it is a real issue, isn't it? I think, really, the important thing is that we should make parents understand how sports benefit their children. Honestly, there are lots of other ways to waste time, like playing computer games or going shopping. Parents should know that, shouldn't they? I guess that's all we have time for today. Thank you, everyone.
That is the end of listening practice 7. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Thank you.